Soku isika tisendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Go Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Ngithathe leli thuba lokubonga uJonga Kandemiri ngokusinika izindaba ngolimi lwesishona. Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngomgqibelo mhla ka 5 Ngcwabakazi 2023 ngoPraxedes Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu namhlanje.
Ube ngumuntu oyesaba inkosi njalo olobuntu oqhakathekisa wonke umuntu emthatha ngendlela ayiyo yona.
Abantu abangabazi inkulungwane ezingabazinhlano bathe gwaqa sikhuluma nje enkundleni eNational Sports Stadium eHarare bekhumbula impilo kaMoyi owasungula inkonzo eyezayoja umfundisi Ezekiel Gutsi.
I oppose political violence both in my own country and then in Zimbabwe and in any other country. You cannot have functioning, healthy democracy if people are intimidated by violence.
Uhulumende weMelika uthi bakhathazekile ngesimo sezombusazwe esiseZimbabwe ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa ukhetho. Emikankasweni yokulungiselela ukhetho lwalonyaka limpela viki, uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ubesemtawatawa eMashonaland East. Kuthi ke umkhokheli OSCCC umnumzana Nelson Chamisa uzaba semtare kusasa. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Abantu abangabazi inkulungwane ezingafika ezinhlanu bathe gwaqa sikhuluma nje enkundleni eNational Sports Stadium eHarare emkhosini wokukhumbula impilo kaMoyi owasungula ibandla lokholo lwesiKristu elezayoja umfundisi Ezekiel Gutsi. Ugutsi ubhubhe ngenyanga edluleyo kaNtulikazi waphiwa umhulumende inhlonipho yeqhawe lesizwe. Kubika umlondolozi Ndlovu.
Bekuculwa ingoma abantu bekhumbula ngenjabulo impilo eyaphilwa nguMoyi umfundisi Gutsi. Iningi labo kungamakholwa akhonza ebandleni lakhe elezayoja abavele emagumbini amane elizwe lasebehlala kwamanye amazwe. Ekhuluma kulumbuthano uMongameli Mnangagwa uchaze uGutsi njengomuntu owayengasebenzela inkonzo yakhe kuphela kodwa esebenzela ukuvuselelwa komnotho welizwe okumele kube isibonelo sokuthi abanye abafundisi balandele.
The church must preach production.
Ukuze siphumelele njengabantu kumele abantu baphakamiswe besuka ebuyangeni besiya ebusutheni. Inkonzo kumele zichumayele ukuvuselela umnotho kusukela ezindlini zethu.
Uthe imisebenzi yakhe efana lokuvula akwenza isibhedlela seMbuya Dorcas eHarare, iCollege yeZimbabwe Zeke Gutsi University Zegu lokunye kuyisibonelo esihle kakhulu. Uthe njalo kuyathokozisa ukuba uGutsi waba ngumunye wabensundu bakuqala eZimbabwe ukusungula inkonzo esitholakala emazweni adlula ikhulu emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Okhulume emele ibandla lezayoja njalo osethethe isikhundla sikaGutsi umnumzana Joseph Gutsi uthembise ukuthi bazaqhubeka ngomsebenzi awusungulayo njengehlonipho kumbali yakhe.
Wayehlala esitshela ukuba inkonzo le ngikamlimo umlimo uye umnikazi walinkonzo.
Omunye okade esembuthanweni lowu unkosikazi Noreen Chuma okhonza koBulawayo esithi wafunda okuningi ngemfundiso kaGutsi.
Ube ngumuntu oyesaba inkosi njalo olobuntu oqhakathekisa wonke umuntu emthatha ngendlela ayiyo yona.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngumnumzana Linus Mkandla yena othi wafunda ukusebenzisa izandla zakhe hathi ukuthembela ebantwini.
Usiye emsebenzini kodwa umele ube lokunye lakho okwenzayo ukuthi kukunikeza imali kwenzela ukuthi izinto zi kubalanse. Njengoba lekhathesi libona ukuthi ilizwe limanga kuhle wasebenzisa ukuthengisa athiwa ngamathalenta.
UGutsi ubhubhe mhlaka 5 Ntulikazi eseleminyaka elikhulu yokuzalwa. Uphiwe inhlonipho yeqhawe lesizwe nguhulumende abemuli besithi uzabekwa loba nini kusukela kusasa endaweni engakaziswa. Inkonzo ezayotsha yabeka amalanga angamachuma amathathu awukukhumbula imisebenzi yomkhokheli wayo. Ukuzaba lomthandazo obusuku banamhlanje abantu bemkhumbula enkundleni ye-National Sports Stadium. Abanye abakade bekulumbuthano bagoqela umsekeli kamongameli welizwe umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga, umlawuli wedayile ephalamende umnumzana Jacob Mudenda, abamabandla okukhulu atshiyeneyo abagoqela besipostoli, umkhokheli webandla le-Family of God Folk umfundisi Andrew Taunashe, abamabandla aphikisayo abavangeli abafundisi labakhonza ebandleni leli lozulu jikelele. Ngimele isitho 7 iseHarare ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Iqhubekela phambili ngalimpela sonto imikankaso yokudinga usekelo lokuvotelwa sokungasensuza tjwala ukubana lwenziwe ukhetho lwalonyaka eZimbabwe. Namhlanje umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa ubelubhekise eMtawatawa eMashonaland East emhlanganweni omkhulu werally weZANU-PF ukukankasela usekelo lokuvotelwa kukhetho. Emhlanganweni lo, uMnangagwa uncome abasekeli bebandla lakhe eMashonaland East esithi ubunengi babo buveza sobala ukubana basebenza gadalala njalo ulethemba lokuba bazonqoba kukhetho nxa kukhangelwa inani labantu abakade bekhona. Kuthi ke ngalo kwelinye icele umkhokeli webandla eliphikisayo ele-Citizens Coalition for Change, CCC, umnumzana Nelson Jamisa, yena ukhangelelwe ukuba lo mhlangano omkhulu werally njalo eMutare ukukhankasela ukudinga usekelo kukhetho.
The Voice of America.
Uhulumende weMelika uthi bakhathazekile ngesimo sezombusazwe eziseZimbabwe ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa ukhetho. Lokhu kuphume kungxoxo eyenziwe yi-VOA lomsekeli kaNobhala obona ngezobudlelwane beMelika lamanye amazwe omhlaba, uNkosikazi Molipi. Yena-ke oqale ngokuphatha udaba lodlakela osoluthethe imphefumulo yabantu ababili ekulwisaneni kwabasekeli bezanu-PF labamabandla aphikisayo esithi bona njengelizwe kabasekeli ngitsho lakancane udlakela oluqondiswe ebantwini kungakhathalekile ukubana ngabebandla liphi lezombusazwe loba kwenzakala kuliphi ilizwe lomhlaba.
I oppose political violence both in my own country and in Zimbabwe and in any other country. You cannot have functioning, healthy democracy if people are intimidated by violence. I know we've seen examples earlier this year of political parties and citizens exercising their democratic rights, being detained, beaten up by police forces. The example you've just described of vigilante forces by the political party, all of that is disturbing and should be unacceptable for a government and a society committed to a true, free and fair election.
Uqhubekele phambili u-Assistant Secretary Pugh ichasisa ngeminye imithetho ebakhathazayo njengohulumende incindizela uZulu efana lowe-Patriotic Act.
Unfortunately, we have seen a fact pattern over recent months that suggests that a free and fair election is in doubt. And I can give you some examples of why we are concerned about that possibility. As you know, last month, new legislation called the Patriotic Act was adopted. And in fact, that legislation imposes restrictions on basic political freedoms agreed in Zimbabwe's constitution, in African Union protocols, and in UN protocols. And those include freedom of assembly that allows citizens and political parties to meet and prepare to engage in an election process. And it also includes restrictions on speech and expression, both by citizens, political parties, and journalists. So those are the types of actions that concern us. We've also seen opposition political parties and citizens actively harassed and prevented from exercising their political freedoms that should be guaranteed by those regimes that I've described, the regimes under the Zimbabwean constitution and as expressed by the African Union and the United Nations.
Loke bekungumsekelo mphathintambo ubona ngezobudlelwane bemelika lamanye amazwe omhlaba Assistant Secretary of State Molly P kungxoxo ayenze le Voice of America.
Lamlela ndwandwe
Lamlela
ndwandwe
Lamlela
mshweshwe
Lamlela nampa bafubeni.
Lubikwa luphumelela kwamagama uhlelo lwenhlanganiso esebenzisana labesifazane kwezentuthuko ePathways Women's Empowerment Girl Child Support Network lokuphathisa amantombazana asethombile ngemvunulo yokusebenzisa nqabe sesikhathini esabelweni seMathebeleland North. Unothaba Dlamini usipha lolutaba ngokugcweleyo.
Abenhlanganiso le bathi bananzelela ukuthi iningi lamantombazana labesifazana lisebenzisa izichibi, amaphepha kanye lobulongwe ngesikhathi belandela okuyikho okubangela imikhuhlane egoqela imvukuzane yesibeletho kumbe ukuswela inzalo. Umholi walinhlanganiso umnumzana Trimondolo uthi kungalesi sizathu basungula inhlanganiso le ngomnyaka ka-2018 omama bathola imfundiso ngokuzithungela imvunulo zamalembu abazi nikeza phose nyanga zonke amantombazana asethombile emangweni egoqela ibhinga ewange lezinye.
Sikhangele ukuthi abantwana bengasebenzisi izinto ezifana lokuthi izigqoko ezindala, lama textbook, lamabhuku lana ababebhalele kiyo ngama inki esemadala bengakusebenzisi, lobulongo benkomo.
Unkosikazi Sehliselo Dube esinye sesakhamuzi esithunga kungelambadalo kulinhlanganiso uthi limvunulo abayithunga ngobuciko obukhulu iyawatsheka njalo isebenza phose iminyaka emithathu.
Ende into lezi ngokuya kwesikhathi zicina zibalimaza ingaphakathi yabo. Indaba ze-cancer, ama-cervical cancer, okunye futhi kuyakhozela ukuthi umntwana nxa sekhulile aswele futhi inzalo nezinto lezi abazisebenzisayo.
Unkosikazi Sungani Moyo yena uthi uphatheke kulolu hlelo ngemva kokunanzelela ukuqansa kwenani lamantombazana abendiswa besesebancane labaphila ngokuthengisa umzimba ngemva kokuchiya isikolo ngenxa yesimo senswelo ezimulini.
Abanye basuka bathengise imizimba yabo ngenxa yokuthi abadala bangakwanisi ukuthi bona babathengele ngoba abadala abaningi abasebenzi bangenele kakhulu emaphandleni.
Unkosikazi Dube uqhubeke ethi enye inhloso yabo yikulwisana lemikhuba yokubandlululwa kwabesifazana ngesikhathi belandela phansi kwendikimba ethi Ambassador for Women's Health.
Sifuna ukuthi siende into ethiwa yi-stigma like ngemvelo yethu njengabantu abamnyama ukuthi sithi ama-period alomnyama so kuyayenza ukuthi kuyadimolarize umntwana oyinkazana.
Undolo uthi kundikimba le bakhuthaza njalo labesilisa ukuba bahlukane lokudlwengula laba.
Sithi bobaba lani majaha, xolanini xolanini abantwana bakhule.
Ngemva kokuthungelwa imvunulo le, amantombazana aphiwa isikhwama, amabhulugwe, isepa kanye lokunye okokuwaphathisa nxa besesikhathini. Omunye wabafundi bewandle osehlelweni lolu unkosikazi Sicelo Dube uthi iningi labo selisizakele.
Ngoba abanye bethu bebengasenelisi ukuthi baqede isikolo, abanye bethu besesijabula amabhuku sisebenzisa ukuthi sizivikele, abanye bethu besebenzisa izigqoko ezinjengamajini zisisukulu.
Udubo lokusweleka kwemvunulo yabesifazana nxa besesikhathini kweZimbabwe luhlala kuyindaba egudwini lapho abamela amalungelo abesifazana bekhala ngokuqonga kwentengo yokuthenga okwenza abanye besebenzise okungahlanzekanga okufana lamalembu, amahlamvu kanye lobulongwe. Ngobumqoka kwayo owake waba lilunga ledale lePhalamende unkosikazi Priscilla Nisiyairabwe Moshonga waze wayayithela kuleli dale esithi kumele uhulumende athathe amanyathelo okuhlonipha amalungelo empila kahle yabesifazana ngokubona ukuthi abesifazana bazithola kungelambadalo ekhala ngentengo ephezulu kakhulu engafinyelelwa ngabanengi abasemaphandleni kanye lemulini eziswelayo loba nje lokhu kwehlula ngomnyaka ka 2018 uhulumende waphawula umthetho othi imvunulo ayisabhadalelwa umthelo owejuthi nxa ithengwa kwamanye amazwe abe UNICEF kuphenyo lwabo babika ukuba inengi labesifazana ukugoqela labakhubazekileyo eZimbabwe liyaswela okweneleyo nxa besesikhathini ngimele iStudio 7 ngise Victoria Falls ngingunokuthaba Dlamini
okwamanje othi singene kuhlelo lwethu lwabesifazane silosandekile mhlanga
siyalamukela kweziphathelane labesifazana lelami uzithandekile mhlanga lamhla sixoxa labesifazana abasakhulayo abakade bekuhlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship olweyali khonapha eMelika olusanda ukugqitshwa owakuqala obekulolu hlelo esixoxa laye unkosazana Abigail Gombo ongumanjinela njalo engumqoqi wenhlelo iproject management uthi sewasebenza eBulawayo leMathebeleland South njalo okwamanje usemutare uAbigail Gombo okhethwe ukuba aphatheke kuyali njengomabhalane wogatsha lweMathebeleland lelunga elingowesifazana kucommittee yabomanjinela
one of the things engizinanzelelileyo kuprogram lay and one of the partnerships engizenzileyo ukuthi sifuna ukuvala igap between our academia esikufunda esikolo and industry ukwenzela ukuthi esikufunda esikolo kube yikho okuhambelana lokwenzakala ngalezi nsuku emhlabeni esiphila kuyo so as we continue to partner with tertiary institutions and high school institutions will try and make sure that we have STEM awareness campaigns, which is one of the things that I do, STEM awareness campaigns, which is science, technology, engineering, and maths, and we try and highlight what current needs are in the industry so that the academia can match up.
Gashe gashe hui ino kwenziwa project manager anjalo iwapa ma project la wakota.
So u project manager umsebenzi wakhe you make sure ukuthi ama project iloba yipi project iyayenzakala ngesikhathi nge budget ethiweyo and ngehlonzi eliphakemeyo what we call the trifecta which is time quality and cost so what we do is one of the projects that we're doing is say servicing of stands we have to make sure that abantu mabe buya kuzohlala endaweni bathola kulamanzi aranayo bathola kulama sanitation services aranayo just for the general health and safety of the community and I always say this that statistics shows that 70% of the population in Africa is youth and amandla asezandleni zethu njengabantu abatsha so asisukumeni asibamba nenini let's collaborate and build a better community
siphinde saxoxa lo nkosazana phindile gosha oyingcwethi kwezokusungulwa kwamabhizimusi yena okumhlanganiso ye-startup Greenhouse Academy
ekobulawayo lasebulenjini
unkosazana gosha ubesecoalition lepetue e-Indianapolis khonapha emelika ngohlelo lweyali uthi injongo yakhe ngeyokukhuthaza abesifazana labasakhulayo ukuthi belolonge ulwazi lwabo kwezamabhizimusi.
Into engayinanzelelayo ikuthi ikakhulukazi abantu abangomama leqembu labantu abasemakhaya. Kulama challenges amaningi abahlangabezana nawo ukuthi ama opportunities amaningi ayabedlula ngokuswela ulwazi into efana lesikolo umuntu uyabengela isikolo kodwa ele idea kumbe umbono ukuthi uyakwansi ukuncedisa abanye abantu so thina sifuna ukuthi kuhlanganiswe abantu befunde ikakhulukazi i networking ukuba khona kwami lapha ngifunde ukuthi i networking is a powerful tool wonke umuntu engaba le access to networking siyakwanisa ukuthi sikhule njengabantu bama business the opportunities are there ukuthi thina siwa access into enkulu njengokusho kwami ukuthi i networking ngoba sometimes ungayazani labantu kuyenza ukuthi udlulwe izinto. So in networking iyanikeza that platform yokuthi uwazane labantu. Mina njengamabantu ababefuna ukungena kulolu hlelo ngolwazi esengilalo, ngiya recommend uhlelo lolu. Bengasilandela ku Facebook yethu Startup Greenhouse Academy, sabe siposta ukuthi abantu abafuna ukungena kulelo hlelo bengancedakala kanjani lokubanikeza ama ideas. So kuhle kakhulu ukuthi kuyakhulukazi abantu abangoma mama sincedisane sibambane thina sibe khona kuma leadership spaces ngoba ama opportunities akhona.
Omunye esixoxe naye ngonkosazana Chenayi Muswira kuyenda oligqwetha yena obesemhlanganweni ngolwesine wabeZimbabwe abakade bekuhlelo lweyali lolo abanxuswe ngummeli wesigodlo seZimbabwe eWashington umnumzana Thaddeus Tafirenyika ukubakhuthaza ngemisebenzi abayenzayo. Uhlelo lweyali ngolokulolonga ulwazi lamakhono alabo abasakhulayo abakumazwe ehlukeneyo kuzwekazi leAfrika ukwenzela ukuthi babe zingcwethi emsebenzini abayiqhubayo. Olivalelisayo yimi uSithandekile Mhlanga ngikhona pha eWashington DC isithi asidimaneni njalo ngomgqibelo ozayo uhlelo lolu oluphathelane labesifazane.
UMamhlanga udedela kuChris Gande yena ke wasethulela uhlelo liphuma le ndaba.
Lingalitshona njani izilukandaba, siyadibana njalo kuhlelo liphuma lendaba litshone lendaba. Namhlanje sixoxa lomnumzana Cassius Jays Simana Mpofu, isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kwele South Africa. Okokuqala ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo umnumzana.
Ngiyabonga, ngiyabonga bapha, ngiyabonga mbungelela labasekeli labalandeli beStudio 7.
Njengoba ukhetho solusondele, ubona abaningi abakhona ngapho South Africa besiyavota yini ekhaya?
Bazaba khona kodwa angeke babe baningi kakhulu ngoba abantu abaningi abalapha eSouth Africa abaregistanga. Ngihlangana labo sikhuluma nje ngendaba zasekhaya abaregistanga, kodwa abaregistileyo labo ngicabanga bazohamba bonke bayivota, kodwa ayizuba inamba nje enkulu kakhulu. So noba nje siSouth Africa ilabantu abaningi baseZimbabwe, kodwa ke less than half yalabo bantu abala, maybe one third yakhona or less yibo abazenelisa ukuthi bahambe bayivota. Plus okunye kuzayo ukuthi bathola nalawo mathuba ukuyavota emsebenzini yabo, abelungu babo babavumelani na ukuthi bahambe bayivota kulabo abasebenzayo. Yebo nje kuzima kodwa bona iningi yangikhona abalapha hayi abazukuyavota ekhaya.
Nxa ukhangele iningi labakhona ngapho abeZimbabwe abahlala khona ngapho, ngabakhanya besekela liphi ibandla ngokubona kwakho?
Abantu abazange babhalise. Izizathu zokuthi abantu bangabhalisi ukuthi kwakuthiwa kufana abantu bayibhalisela lapho abazavotela khona. Alaba kuthiwa ukubhalisa bekuvulekile kwathi ukuthi umuntu ngaphandle kwelizwe uya balisa ngabantu abaningi babhalisa futhi bebezozama ngazo zonke indlela ukuthi bahambe. Manje kwasuka kwaba lobunzima bokuthi kumele umuntu ayibhalisa esigabeni lapha azavotela khona. So lokho kubangela ukuthi abantu abaningi bangabhalisi lezi khadi zangkhona beziqondana ukuthi basemsebenzini into ezinjalo, kodwa ayiqiniseke khona abantu abaningi azange bathole ikhadi isikhathi sokuyabhalisa.
Baningi yini obezwayo besithi bayabhalisa ukuthi bayovota?
Ye, abantu ababhalisayo nalabo abazavota bathembe balethemba abanalo ukuthi utshintsho lungaba khona. So kodwa ke kuzaba ukuthi abantu basekhaya bona bavote njalo ngoba siyabona ama rally zanPF amanengi alabantu abaningi aba attendayo, noma sizazi ukuthi lawo ma rally attendwa ngabantu besigaba leso ayebenzele khona ngabantu abanye ababesuka kwezigaba. Kunje ngoba le rally engenziwa maybe eCholocho, uthole ukuthi lomuntu eMount Darwin khona, kulomuntu eMasingo khona, phana kulomuntu osuka eMtare khona phana. So into yenziwa izanPF, kodwa ke hayi ichance yokuthi izanPF idliwe abantu basekhaya ikakhulu abantu basemakhaya eZimbabwe uma bengavota ngendlela efunwa ngabantu abaphandle kungaba lontshintsho.
Ngokubona kwakho bayathemba yini abantu ukuthi bengahamba bayovota kuzaba lo mehluko?
Imajority yabantu abasekhaya ngabantu abafisa ukuthi kube lo tshintsho kuhulumende okhona, yiso isifiso abanaso. Loba nje abanye bangikhona bengathi abanathemba kakhulu le bandla abangalikhetha kwamanje, kwaqiniseke khona ukuthi leli elibusayo hayi abasalifuni. So ngezinye indlela basondele basinzelelane kancane lebandla le-CCC kodwa ke kube ukuthi hayi mali ngabasiza ukuthi kukhuphizani phefu wabona ngathi kuzobalula kodwa ke ayisilo i-prefect bandla labo esingathi sibathembele kulo bakhona of course baningi lakhona abalithemba leli bandla kodwa ke hayi bona ngathi abantu abaningi kakhulu nje into ebahluphayo kathi sinjalo ababhekane layo ukuthi ibandla le-ZANU PF liphume ngoba bayazi ukuthi maye ibandla le-ZANU PF lingaphuma embusweni le-CCC mali ngabe lingenile kuzoba sekulula ukulikhupha kathi sekunzima ukukhupha i-ZANU PF yiwumsebenzi omkhulu okhona obhekane labantu kathesi so ma abantu bengenelisa ukuthi bakhuphe i-ZANU PF kusho ukuthi kuyabe sekuyokuqala kwedemokhrasi lokuqala kokutshintsha kwahulumente uhulumente wonke ababuyayo kuzabe sekulula ukubakhupha ngoba uhulumente we-ZANU PF lempande zokuthi yena walwimpi lempande zama-overthrest kulempande emasotsheni so kodwa ke hayi bona ngathi abantu abaningi bona into abayifisayo ukuthi i-ZANU PF iphume ukuthi iphume njani abalandaba nakho bafuna nje iphume kuphela embusweni
okokugcina ungavalelisa abalaleli
ungabalelisale kahle ngiyabonga kakhulu sibonga lokusekela kwena elikwenzayo umsakazi wabantu umsakazi we-Studio 7 ngiyabonga
lo ke bekungumnumzana Jesus Malampofu isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kwele South Africa ebesixoxa laye kuhlelo liphuma lendaba litshone lendaba igama lami ngoChris Gande asidibaneni njalo ngeviki ezayo sikhathi sini.
Lilalele kumsakazo we-Studio 7 eye Voice of America. Kwezemidlalo abalandeli bomdlalo wenguqu abapha imbono etshiyeneyo phezu kwemidlalo yabesifazane iyokudinga intshantshu zomhlaba jikelele eqhutshelwa kwele Australia lase-New Zealand kulezi nsuku. UJoseph Njanje usipha lolu daba.
Izwekazi lase-Afrika lisele lumelwe ngamaqembu abalisayo le-South Africa, iNigeria kanye le-Morocco kulumncintiswano kodwa u-Obey Ndlovu uthi yena ukholelwa ukuba iqembu le-Netherlands yilo elizaphakamisa isicoco.
Ngibona ngathi ama-Dutch engawina sibili. Ngowe-Afrika kodwa hhayi ama-Dutch hhayi ahluhla.
UPrince Mpofu yena uthi usaxamalazile ngoba kulamaqembu amabili acabangela ukuba yiwo angaphakamisa inkezo.
Waqala ngikhayela England yacina udliwa last year ngo-2021. Udliwa. Then enye team has two is Sweden.
Uyitayi Pablo Matandi uthi yena ukhangelele iqembu elimela ilizwe le-South Africa yele Banyana Banyana ukuba limangalise umhlaba wonke ngokuphakamisa inkezo.
Nambonani South Africa iyathatha but imele iqala ilungisise ngoba emuva laphiyana ama-height mafitshane ngamabhorese emoyeni special ama-cross amakona. Amalokhipha lwanani imthembu.
Kumidlalo edlalwe namhla iqembu leSpain libhaxabule leSwitzerland nge-5-1 kuthi eleJapan litshayele Norway nge-3-1. Limpumela itsho ukuba iqembu leSpain leJapan asedlulele kusigaba se-quarter final. Kusasa ngensonto iqembu leNetherlands lizadlala leSouth Africa kuthi iqembu leSweden lizadlala leUnited States of America. Sikhangele ukuba imidlalo yesigaba seCasilaga Premier Soccer League edlalwe namhla emini iphele njani. Iqembu leGreen Fuel linqobele yada nge-2-0 seKipo. Iqembu leFC Platinum linqotshwe nge-2-1 ngeleSimbabwe ngaseMandava. Iqembu leNkezi Platinum Stars linqobele kulawo Chiefs nge-1-0 ngaseBaobab. Iqembu leBlack Rhinos linqotshwe nge-2-1 yiCranbourne Bullets ngaseBata. Iqembu leChicken linqotshwe nge-1-0 yiSheshem ngaseLuveve. Kuthi iqembu leZPC Kariba leHighlanders abe ngeJikulo Bhanqa 0-0 ngaseNyamunga. Kusasa ngensonto iqembu leManyika Diamonds lizadibana leCapes United ngaseKipo. Iqembu leRentals lizadlala leTriangle ngaseMandava. Kuthi iqembu leDynamo lizanqikelana leLewange ngaseBaba Fields. Ngimele Studio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Kuhlelo abaculi bethu namhlanje silomculi umdumo wamapiano uSketa Moyo. Yena wazibiza njalo ngokuthi umfana wasemzini. Asemzweni ixoxa lo ntungameli inkomo weStudio 7.
Yase yamnandi, 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 yona imnandi, imnandi, imnandi.
Ukudabuka ngidabuka endaweni yaseSilobela emsila wobe isigodi kwezomculo ibange sendihambile infact ngathi ngiqale 2017 ukungena kule ndima kodwa ukuyangena estudio ngiqale 2020 ngesikhathi secorona endirekhode khona i-single track yerumba nomunye umfowethu wasekhezi u-Edi Mabogs wathi lapho ngasuka erumbeni ngabe sengiyangena emapiyaneni ngarekhoda ipiano i-single track ke nabanye abafowethu abayi-2 ngasuka lapho ngazoyenza i-album yamapiano enengoma
eziwu-8.
abangathanda ukuthenga umculo wakho kumbe ukuxhumana lawe bakuthola njani?
Okusempeleni nje kwamanje ingoma zama zatholakala kuma online zatholakala yimi. Abangafisa ukuxhumana nami inombolo yocingo yokuqala ijona +27 82 93 85 2 82 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93 93